Earlier this year, I went on a retreat to a place in North Wales called St. Bino's. And this retreat centre is in complete silence. So there's no tweeting, no telephone, no television, and not even books or novels. So I arrived on a Wednesday after a very busy couple of weeks wondering how I was going to fill the time. And I was particularly nervous about the evenings. How was I going to go to sleep at 9 p.m. without a book, without Netflix, without a gin and tonic to keep me company? But much to my surprise on that first night, I lay my head on the pillow, fell fast asleep, and woke up 12 hours later. That afternoon, I sat on my bed about 2 o'clock and woke up just in time for dinner. And then that evening, thinking there's no chance I'm going to sleep now, I slept right through for another 12 hours. And after these 2 days of sleeping, I began to realise something. I began to realise that I was starting to feel human again. I'd spent so much time worrying, being so busy with church and life, that I realised I hadn't stopped for quite a long time. I hadn't taken time to rest. I hadn't taken time to unwind. The only thing there was to do on this retreat was to meet once a day with a director who would give you a passage from the Bible to pray with. And they encouraged you to pray in a certain kind of way, where you imagine yourself in a story. You imagine yourself in a scene from Jesus' life. You picture where you'd be standing, where Jesus would be, how he'd look, what you'd say to him, what questions you'd ask him. And as you put yourself in these stories, you begin to notice things about you. You begin to notice how you feel, how you respond to Jesus, what you'd like to hide from him. And in my experience from being really, really busy and quite stressed to relaxed and prayerful and rested, the passage that kept coming into my head was the one we just heard, the story of Mary and Martha. You have Martha rushing around, busy and distracted. And you have Mary listening to Jesus, sitting at his feet, learning and taking it all in. Until in the end, Martha comes over to Jesus and asks him, "Are you just going to let Mary sit there while I do everything?" This passage, this story from Jesus' life, is a really easy and great one to put ourselves inside, to picture ourselves in the scene. I think whatever is going on in our life, we can see ourselves either as Mary or Martha or somewhere in between. Martha rushing around, trying to do everything that needs to be done, but maybe feeling distracted or feeling anxious or stressed. Or Mary taking the time to focus on what really matters, to focus on Jesus, to refuel and to recharge. If you now had to put yourself in that scene, where would you be? How would you imagine yourself? Who would you be in the story? Are you Mary? Are you Martha? Are you somewhere in between the two? Do you feel at the moment like you've got the weight of the world on your shoulders? Do you feel busy or tired or stressed? Or maybe you're like Mary. Maybe you're at a time in your life where you're really able to appreciate the things that matter. Appreciate God, family, friends. Maybe you feel like you're having a time where you're learning and growing. Or maybe you're jealous of Mary. Maybe you're slightly fed up with those people who seem to have it easy when you're doing everything that needs to be done. Or maybe you'd like to spend a bit more time just resting, a bit more time in prayer, a bit more time not worrying or being anxious. Where do you see yourself in that story? I know for me, when I was putting myself in that scene, I felt a little bit too much like Martha, running around with church, with life, with things that were important, but worrying, feeling anxious about getting everything done. and that I hadn't stopped to remember what was really important. There are a few things about that passage, about that story, which I think really help us to unpack it and unpack where we are. The first thing is that Mary and Martha, with their brother Lazarus, are Jesus' family away from home. They're where he goes to hang out when he's in Jerusalem. It's where he spends the week before he goes to the cross. These three people, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, seem not just to be his followers, but to be his friends, to be the home where he feels comfortable. And I think it's also important that we realize Martha wasn't doing anything wrong. Jesus isn't telling her that she should stop caring for those who are around her. We all know that in our lives, we can't just stop doing the things we need to do. We can't ignore the kids. We can't ignore the washing up. We can't stop walking the dog. But if we listen to Jesus' words to Martha when she asks, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself?" He doesn't condemn her. He doesn't condemn the work that she's doing, but he says something very specific. He says, "Martha, Martha." He calls her by name as a friend of his. And he says to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by so many things, but there is need of only one thing." I don't think that Jesus is telling us just to put up our feet and relax. Instead, I think his words are a gift to us. They're an invitation to look in our life and look where we're distracted, where we're anxious, where we're worried. And it's Jesus giving us the right to put some of those things aside and to focus on what really matters, on what makes us feel alive. It might be that we notice the things we're distracted by just aren't really that important, whether it's fitting into our summer clothes or clearing out that cupboard under the stairs. But it might be the things that worry us are important, but that in all the worry, we haven't stopped to refuel ourselves. We're running on empty. We haven't stopped to share the burden with God. Jesus' words to Martha might be an invitation just to stop, even on the way to work, on the bus, to put down our phones and to sit with Jesus, as Mary did, and rest with him. Or it might be that we're feeling like Mary. We're feeling like we're focusing on the things in life that really matter. And we just want to step back, say thank you to God, and think how we can share that with others. Our response will look different depending what's happening in our own lives. But the invitation to each of us is the same. It's the invitation to lay down some of our stresses, some of our anxieties, some of our fears, and to refocus our energy away from worrying and onto what really matters.